Chapter 1, Stop Creating Handbooks. Policies don't produce results. Behavior produces results. You know, sometimes there's this misconception that people think, boy, if we just had a new handbook, this wouldn't be a problem. Or if we just had another rule, or another regulation, another policy would fix that. And here's the reality is that if you just have a plan without any buy-in, you're never going to really accomplish anything. Think about that. Policies don't produce results, but it's behavior that does. See, you are in the behavioral change game. You're in the behavior game. See, think about it. Your actions produce results. That's it. Not a policy. It's your actions. So if you want to change your results, you have to change your actions. In fact, I tell people all the time, listen, I never, ever fail. Man, I just go around producing actions. That's all I do. I just create a bunch of actions. And that's really the truth, okay, is that it's not a handbook that's going to produce a result or not a regulation necessarily. Now, listen, I'm not saying we don't need policies and we don't need standards. That's not what I'm saying. But what I want to really emphasize is that leadership is the behavioral change game, because leadership is all about getting results through people, and nothing changes until behavior changes. Listen, that's very important to understand. Nothing ever changes until behavior changes. And so I know that sometimes when challenges pop up in a team, it's like the initial reaction is like, okay, we need to send people to a team building course, a team building event. You know, they want to do a ropes course or motivational seminar. And listen, I go to those kind of events, but the reality is that then we think everything will be fixed magically. And then the problem is that after a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, everything goes right back to how it was previously. And people do not change at an event. See, to change behavior, you need a process, which is why we developed the leadership process. It's a process of behavioral change, not just a one-time event. See, because I know as a coaching expert, I know there are certain constraints to leadership training. It's like if you just look at it as an event, it doesn't make a difference. If there's no back-end process at the end, you won't see changes in behavior. It's lasting change really requires a plan and a process. Because listen, the power is in your process, not the event. And really, you won't have any power in your life that lacks a process. It's just like, I know if you've been in my workshop, you've heard the story about my weight loss and my transformation. It wasn't until I had a process or a plan for losing weight and started to work the behaviors, do the behaviors in the plan, that I really changed weight. It wasn't the plan, but it was the behavior. And watch this, to grow and develop in any area of your life, you need a process, because the truth is the power is in your plan. And, you know, sometimes another roadblock to effective leadership training is a lack of accountability. You know, think about some of the best leadership books. Maybe it was my book, right? It's like you read it, you underlined, you thought this is really good, or I need to share it with people. But imagine if you just took one simple principle from my book and you just created an accountability system. So like one of the things that I say is, that, you know, stop asking why, but always explain your why. So what if you were just accountable to someone and they asked you every day for the next 21 days, hey, did you ask anybody why, or how many times did you share your why this week? And just the fact that you're a little bit accountable to a behavior, your behavior would start to change and you would see change in your results. So the truth is that real leadership training, it kind of demands accountability, because I know that in my life, nothing changes until I become accountable for it. So when I got a health coach and I started keeping a food log, and all of a sudden I was accountable to somebody, and every month I wanted to have the right answer when I went and met with him, it's the same way in your leadership. And the truth is that most leadership, they only teach techniques without delving into the emotions of leadership. And this kind of leadership training is doomed to fail, because emotion is the fuel to motion. Think about that word emotion, E-motion. You know, it's where most of the motion comes from. In fact, all of your motion in your life is driven out of emotion. It's that emotion. Isn't it true that nothing typically changes into your life until you just, man, you put your foot down and you're just angry and you say, that's it. This has got to change. I'm going to stop this. So emotion is the fuel of motion. And as a leader, you're going to have to navigate through people's emotions to change behavior. And so we want to go after the heart, okay? That's what we want to do. We want to go after and get their emotional buy-in, because once I get their heart, then the hand comes first. And our process adopts the philosophy that if you can engage a person's heart first, their hands will always follow. So if you help people meet their own core needs in a healthy way, healthy behavior always occurs and amazing results follow. So listen, remember, nothing changes until behavior changes. And as we go on this book, we're going to give you some principles for how do you help people change their behavior. So here's a couple action steps real quick. So just take a moment and jot down what policies you may be enforcing or implementing, yet now you realize you need to change your focus to the behaviors you want to see. So answer this question. If my team would just do blank, then this would make a great difference. What's that behavior? If my team could just blank, that would make a huge difference. And whatever that behavior is, then start to build a process so that you define it, you refine it, you create a system and a plan for encouraging that behavior. Because listen, nothing changes until behavior changes. So let's move on to chapter 2. You can't change what you don't see.